The On Deck Show continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by manager Colin Woody. Woody, it's been a bit of an exciting week, adding some new players from the Florida Complex League. Luis Almeida, Nate George, Joshua Lorenzo in particular, three big name hitting prospects for the Orioles organization. So starting there, adding these players to this club and getting them orchestrated to the everyday routine of this team, what's it been like for you guys?
It's been fun. The work is the same. Like, these guys have all that have been here have been working hard all year, and it's good to see, you know, these guys come from the FCL and sort of mix right in and enjoy the work that we've been doing. And, you know, it's exciting to see them sort of hop right back in. As far as the games go, it's exciting. Like, night one on Tuesday, like, all three of those guys made an impact. Nate obviously had you know, probably the big night with the two knocks, two outfield assists, a couple of stolen bases. That was obviously really exciting. But Almeida showed off at third base defensively. Lorenzo played a heck of a shortstop that night. Like, these guys have been making an impact, and they've only been here for three games. It's really exciting to see.
Well, it has to be great to see them, as you talked about, have that kind of quick impact performance-wise. What's it been like for them transitioning from the FCL clubhouse to this one, specifically because now they're dealing with a different schedule, their body clock's adjusting a little bit because the FCL plays just day games. So how have you seen them maybe transition to the daily schedule that you go through here?
I think a lot of times for guys, it's easier because you're not waking up early. You get to kind of sleep in the morning, give your body a little bit of extra rest. And there's also just kind of more downtime here just based on the schedule. We don't have four cage tunnels and four fields to get our work in. So we have to sort of spread things out a little bit. So there is times where guys, you know, have more time to sort of hang out a little bit in the clubhouse, whether that's, you know, time to go get a workout in the weight room, or, you know, go get some treatment, or just simply sort of relax in between activities. There's definitely more downtime. Guys usually seem to respond well to it and enjoy that. And plus, it's always fun sort of getting in that night game schedule where you get to show up, the lights come on, there's, you know, thousands of people there. So just all the excitement of that plus the extra rest, I think these guys have responded well to it.
And we talk about those three guys in particular, but also this whole roster. As we get towards the halfway point of this season, how do you see their bodies take care of themselves, or how do you feel like they're going through their daily work now that we're getting into the dog days of summer?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky. We have a great support staff with, you know, our athletic training staff, our strength conditioning staff that work their tails off to try and make sure these guys can stay healthy, stay on the field for every single game that they're scheduled to play. And they do a good job of that. These guys are good about being honest with us. If they're feeling a little something, we get some treatment, we take it easy. You know, these super hot days that we've had the last couple of days, instead of guys staying out for the, you know, the whole BP session, it's, hey, come out, grab your round on field, and then go ahead and go soak up some AC inside. So we definitely, that's sort of the balancing act we play as we schedule these things. It's trying to make sure we're getting good quality work in, but making sure that these guys can get through the week and the month and you know, ultimately the season.
We're talking about manager Colin Woody. Two pitchers I want to ask you about. First, the guy who pitched yesterday, Yeber Cartaya. He has been on quite the roll pitching lately. Nine strikeouts for him yesterday, had the great 6 1/3 outing in relief against Fredericksburg a week ago. How impressed have you been by the corner he's turned this year? Because we're starting to see the pitcher that we saw at the end of last year, and now even better, and maybe the best he's ever thrown in his career.
Absolutely. I mean, he's electric right now. His confidence is through the roof, as it should be, because, you know, that is the Yeber Cartaya that, you know, this organization is excited to sort of have in the system and put on display, because he really can be an elite pitcher, and he's shown the ability to show off incredible stuff, fastballs up to 97, good off-speed stuff in zone. And what's kind of cool to see is, like, last night, his stuff wasn't as good as it had been the previous outings. However, because his confidence is through the roof, he's attacking with all of his pitches and executing pitches to where even when the stuff's not as good as it can be for that guy, he's still finding ways to dominate and get nine punchies.
And before I let you go, the guy pitching tonight, Jacob Cravey. It's never easy being told you have to repeat the level, but it seems like he's handled it very well. He's had a good season to this point, throwing a lot of innings for you guys, has had some really good outings lately. How have you seen Cravey come along this year, and how has his confidence been here at this point in the season?
He's been great, yeah. It's always tough. Sign with a draft class, those guys become your friends. You sort of work up through the system together, and then when you're sort of the, you know, in quotes, like, guy left behind, that can always be a weird place for guys to exist. And like you said, he's, you know, he's a great kid, good head on his shoulders. He, you know, seems to take it in stride. Obviously, it was a slow start to the season for him statistically, but he sort of kept battling it out, kept working on things. And, you know, now that we've gotten into June, and really it was sort of late May, he kind of turned a corner, and you're starting to see the stuff that we saw at times last year as well. He's shown the ability to be a guy that can be stuffy. He's going to go out there and compete. He's matured very, very significantly from the guy he was last year to the guy he is now, not only off the field, but like on the mound. Like, you can just see he knows how to sort of control his emotions a little bit better. He knows how to slow himself down when he's getting sped up. So we're really seeing a lot of growth out of him. And if he can continue on this trend, I'm really excited to sort of see what are the next steps for Jacob Gravy.
Woody, we very much appreciate the time. As always, best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with starting lineups and first pitch after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.